Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
All right, welcome in Over Under 985. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We are doing our Thursday night quickie, and we are at Hearts Unknown.
Yeah, this is...
You're there, right, Dan?
I am.
We are doing the show right now.
I am. I'm here, Joe. We're doing it because, of course, there's no studios open in a radio station. Go fucking figure.
So we're making this happen because we know the people want to hear at least our thoughts on tonight's football game. And I know there's college football, but I don't really care about tonight's games because I'm just going to be watching the Patriots and the Colts anyways. So let's do our Thursday night quickie, Dan. Lots of line movement. Right now in this Patriots game, opened up at 9.5. It's been about 10.5 all week. And my local now has it at 11.5. And this is about just under 2 hours before kickoff. Total is dropping a little bit here. We know all the trends in this one. Like, the Patriots have won the last 7 meetings. They've dominated this series. They say the rivalry's back because of the whole McDaniels thing, but the Patriots have owned that ass when it comes to the Colts. We know about Thursday nights and the Sharps being on, Dan. I mean, if you look at it week after week, just the lines are close. But is 11.5 too many? Is 10.5 too many? Where do you stand early on in this Colts-Patriots matchup?
Honestly, anything over 10 right now for me is a hard pass for the Patriots. I cannot personally put my money on the Patriots. I think if you want to bet the Pats, your best option is probably a first quarter play, a first half play. I don't see how they covered tonight. And again, it's not because I don't think they're a good team. I do. I think they're a good team. I don't see it. I think that every single time there's a primetime game with a ridiculous amount of money on one side, what we end up seeing is some sort of backdoor cover, some sort of tough call that kind of helps the other side. I mean, we saw it the other week, and I know it wasn't a primetime game, but a really good example was the Titans-Eagles game, where it was very clear that the refs were going to screw the Eagles as much as humanly possible so the Titans could get that cover. The Titans covered. They won. I know that you got screwed on that one, Joe. I won on that one. We were against each other, but this is kind of smells fishy to me. I know that there's a little bit of sharp money coming on the Patriots. It's up to even 11 at 5 dimes, so it's not just your local. It looks like there's money coming in on the Patriots kind of everywhere. I will tell you, the total's down to 49.5 tonight on 5 dimes. So the total is down to 49.5, and it is it's certainly interesting to see that the total is down that much. I like the under, Joe. I told you a couple minutes ago I like the under. I was on the under tonight. I'm on the under at 51.5, sorry. I like it. It's still right now at 50.5 or 49.5, depending on the book you have. If you can get it under 50.5, I like it. I think that this is kind of the type of game where the Pats end up winning but not covering, and I know that that kind of goes against every kind of fiber of my being in regards to, you know, what happens in the NFL, but that's kind of how I feel about this game, Joe.
All right, just a couple of things off the bat from a betting perspective. The money I see right now is 50-50, according to covers.com. I don't know if you see anything different than that, but this thing's right down the middle as far as where the money's at. So you really can't fade the public in this situation. But how does the line go from opening at 7.5 and the total at 55.5 to just a couple hours before kickoff and we're at 11.5 and 50 total? How does that happen in, 4 days?
Well, I mean, here's what I can tell you. Most of the books opened at 10.5 or 10. So, I mean, there are some locals. I know my local that we were kind of talking about earlier opened at 8. So that was a low line for me. I thought that was kind of interesting. Most of them opened at 10, 10 and a half. According to Sports Insights, and again, that's kind of the reference that I like to use for the money splits. I mean, again, I don't think that they're perfect, but I think that they're a decent barometer of where you can expect money to go, especially because they show you line movement and kind of all of that stuff. And that's extremely helpful, in my opinion. Right now, I'm seeing 70% of the money on the Patriots, 70% of the bet on the Patriots, Joe. In my opinion, I mean, you have to go. It's either Indy or nothing. I mean, right now, if you really want to bet the Pats, you got to go first quarter, first half, in my opinion. I don't think there's really any other way around it, Joe.
You know that both these, if you look at it numbers-wise, the Colts are 1-3. They've lost two in a row. They score about 23, 24 points a game. They give up 25 points a game. Patriots, same thing. They average just about 23, 24 points a game. They've only been giving up 21 points per game. So as far as what they've done this year, the teams are very similar. I know the Colts are pretty banged up. Patriots will have Rob Gronkowski tonight and the return of Julian Edelman. I don't know how much that might sway the line, but the fact that the Colts are without many people, could that be a reason why maybe the total has just gone up in the Patriots' favor? Or not even the total, but the spread.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly possible. I mean, the way that usually Vegas looks at it is that no player outside of a quarterback, even a position player, is usually worth more than half a point to a spread. So if you kind of factor that in, I mean, maybe you say T.Y. Hilton maybe half a point to a point. But after that, I mean, I don't think that Jack Doyle's worth much. I don't think that Marlon Mack is really worth much. I mean, I think they help. I certainly don't think they hurt, but I just don't think that against the spread, they're that much of a factor. I just think that the sharps are kind of coming in on the Patriots when they were lower, and now there's probably going to be a little bit of buyback before game time, I bet. It's only 6:30. There's probably a lot of people getting out of work, putting a lot of money down right now, Joe. My guess is that you'll probably see a little bit of buyback. People are waiting for the Colts to get up to 11.5, 12. I know I personally am probably going to play the Colts tonight. I'm not recommending you do. If I did have a pick for tonight in this game, it would have to be the under 50.5, which is kind of where the line stands now. I would say the under 50.5 is the NFL play for me, at least tonight.
I'm starting to look at that a little bit here. You know, injuries, short week. Now, one thing to throw in here, the Patriots only have two running backs tonight. So, James White and Sonny Michel.
Yeah, but again, that's not indifferent to kind of what they had last week. Burkhead was on the IR. I think that Barner's probably going to end up being back in there. He got cut. Okay.
Happened. I'm still waiting on the inactives as well.
There you go. So I wasn't even paying attention. There you go. So that's how I know. What I can tell you is that I do think that I really do think that no matter what happens, the Patriots will be okay. They can always use Devlin at running back in an emergency situation. Devlin knows the playbook. He's been here long enough that he can pull it off. So they do have an escape route just in case. I'm not worried about both Michelle and White getting hurt this game. I think that, those two are going to be the primary usage anyways. I think that's okay with me. I really do. I don't have any issue with that. I think Michelle is going to get a lot of touches tonight. I think you'll probably see James White be active in the pass catching game. I think Edelman's going to be on a limited snap count, just kind of from everything that I've heard so far this week. I don't think that he's going to be like a full, go every single snap of the game. I think you'll probably see Gordon maybe increase on his snaps, maybe play 15 to 20 this week, kind of in that range, third downs or whatever. And you also have to wonder where Rob Gronkowski is in terms of health. I mean, obviously we understand that, he's going to be active tonight, but just because he's active doesn't mean he's going to be out there for every single play that, he would normally play. So I think there's going to be a good scale back for him tonight too. I think you'll probably see, unfortunately, a lot of backup tight end for the Patriots tonight, which is, not great. Not great, as we know.
We don't really do this on the quickies, but player props tonight. Tom Brady over under 287. Under 2.5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I just, in terms of Brady, I'm a little scared to kind of do anything there. there's not really a whole lot of area that I love for that. If I'm going to take a prop tonight, I'm probably going to go with the James White over 4.5 receptions. I think he's going to be big. I think you probably just kind of have to ride that until that kind of stops. I think Michelle's going to be another one. I think if you're looking at that, you probably have to go Michelle. He's going to have a good amount of usage tonight. I really do. I think that he's probably going to be
his prop bet is 69.5 yards right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been a lot of action on the under. I kind of like the over 69.5. I also think Zach Pascal, who's going to be the wide receiver basically filling in for T.Y. Hilton, over 49.5 yards on most books right now, sitting at +130, +140. I kind of like the over there right now. I think the Pats are going to try and take away Chester Rogers and Eric Ebron and make the Colts beat them with their secondary weapons, which is really not much. So you're going to see Zach Pascal a lot tonight. I think that he's going to end up having over 49.5 yards if you want a prop or two. I think that kind of be the way to lean.
Just one that's standing out to me, because I love, like, good value. But Tom Brady to throw 4 or more touchdowns tonight is only +125. Like, what's up with that? Is Brady throwing 4 more touchdowns tonight?
I mean, maybe it's a shootout. Maybe I'm reading the game wrong. I don't see that. I think that's more of an enticing type of line to kind of try and get you to, you know, kind of think that there's going to be an over. I mean, it would fit with the over. I mean, if the game is going to go over, the Patriots are going to need to get 4 or 5 touchdowns today. I mean, that's just unless you think that Indy's putting up 25 plus, you know, you really need to think that the Patriots are going to have to get 28 to 35, you know, and the Colts get around 20. You realistically, if you think the game is going to go over, that's kind of what you have, you know, you have to project. So that's kind of the way I would look at that, Joe. And, I'm not too concerned about reading the props on that, to be honest. I think you might get a little bit better with the individual yards, touchdowns, yards and receptions instead of touchdowns for me. So that's kind of where I stand. I do want to say one thing about the college games tonight. I'm not big on Tulsa, Houston. I don't really have a good read on that one.
Is Houston at 18 too many? I mean, I know they've been a good team. I know they've struggled now the last couple. They beat Arizona. They wiped them out a few weeks back. But looking at it here, like, I don't know. Is there any value in that tonight at 18 points? I don't think so.
I mean, I think it's kind of a stay away from me. Houston opened at 14. They've been bet up to 18. So there has been a lot of action, definitely on the sharp side for Houston. The point totals are crazy high for me. Tulsa Houston's at 70.5, which
that's a lot of points.
It kind of reminds me of the Memphis game last week where it was Memphis Tulane and the total was at 66. And I was like, that's a lot of points. Ended up playing the over anyways, lost. Tulane ended up crushing that game. And I told you that I thought Tulane was going to end up doing very well that game. So I thought Tulane was going to do very well. Tonight, I kind of like Georgia State in the same similar fashion. They're facing Troy at 7:30 tonight. If I'm going to go a college play, I kind of like Georgia State +17. Again, I'm not recommending you play it, but if you really want some action in college football tonight, maybe you don't want to bet the NFL game because it's the Patriots. You don't want to get a bet against the Patriots, but you still want a little bit of action. Maybe Georgia State +17 is the way you go. It's been heavily bet. There's been a ton of money coming in on Troy. And usually I would say, well, it doesn't really mean anything because, you know, it's a Saturday game and there's all about that. But it's a Thursday game. A lot of money coming in on Troy. You still see the sharp side beyond Georgia State. I kind of agree with the sharps. I think that Georgia State's kind of the +17 tonight is kind of the side to go. The over team total is 19.5, which is under that 17 threshold when you look at the 36 for Troy. So the 36 minus the 19.5 kind of fits in there, kind of just like Tulane did last Thursday. I kind of like Georgia State.
Last year, Troy won that game 34-10. So whatever that's worth, Troy is having a pretty good year. So and that's really it for the Thursday night games, man. I know we got baseball action coming up too, which hopefully we can get to in our podcast. But as far as Thursday night go, we got the Dodgers and the Dodgers and Braves tonight.
Yeah, so the Dodgers opened around -200, and the Sharps have just been hammering the Braves. I actually ended up,
who was the bet? That's a lot of juice.
I mean, I actually locked in the Braves minus one yesterday at like plus 286 or something ridiculous. And now the Dodgers, like, the Dodgers minus one is like minus 131. Just so you know, whenever I bet baseball, I almost always bet minus one lines now on, you know, five dimes or whatever your book options, but I almost always bet minus one lines if they're available, just because of the fact that if you push, you're still going to end up probably doubling up on one of your other wins later on. Just the value on the minus one is just, to me, is incredible, especially in baseball, just because of the push and you're buying the less juice. And usually teams win by two runs or more, like I think it's like 81% of the time. So I love the minus ones in baseball. So I still kind of lean Atlanta minus one, but I think the value is really gone. I do like Atlanta in the series, but man, tonight is going to be tough. I like both these pitchers tonight. I really do.
All right, there's your Thursday night quickie. Patriots line is moving all the way up to 11.5, and the over-under is now set at 50. And if we're going to give a PP, it sounds like Dan Lifshitz likes the under in tonight's game.
Yeah, the under 50.5, and we'll talk about that and see if we release that as an official play. But I do like the under 50.5 tonight. I think that's probably going to be my side.
All right, there's your Thursday night quickie from Parts Unknown. We're in the same building but in different rooms, recording on two different computers and using headsets that hopefully sound good.
They probably sound terrible, so sorry in advance.
So there's your Thursday night quickie on over under 985.